For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, the date has been set. Finally, it's been announced Monday, November 6th. 25 years of Theater Talk big party down here at WNED, WBFO.
Apparently, it's going to be surprises for me.
Good.
So you're coming, right?
I'm coming. And Jim Santella, who was your co-host for 20-plus years, will be there.
Yes. I owe so much to Jim Santella, who has been a very good friend to me, a legend of radio, as you know. And when he calls the radio station, they take that call. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I thought that Donna Hoke did such a nice piece in Spree magazine. Thank you so much for the lovely things you said.
Well, she asked. I just told the truth. We're talking about the September issue of Buffalo Spree, and local playwright Donna Hoke asked a lot of folks, what's it like working with Anthony Chase and participating in Theater Talk? And I just told the truth.
That's very nice. So funny that none of us remember it the same way, but Rashomon. But anyway, 25 years of Theater Talk. There'll be an evening celebration down here on the Monday of November 6th. People will be able to come. I charge, I think, of $25. It includes entertainment and food, and there'll be a bar. And so a good time.
Speaking of Theater Talk, I'm not sure everyone knows that every Friday we put up a podcast of this show. And it's right there at our website, WBFO.org.
I had no idea.
Oh, please.
Yeah, no, that's a good little record, particularly if you know you're pulling into work just exactly as we're getting to some
juicy part.
Pithy observation. Yeah.
Also, on this week's website, we have a conversation with Lara Haberberger. She is co-founder, artistic director, executive director of Brazen-Faced Violets, Shakespeare's La Pucelle, all about Joan of Arc. Final two performances, part of the Buffalo Infringement Festival, this Saturday and this Sunday at 2 at Rust Belt Books. So you can listen to Ms. Haberberger talk about the origin of that group and why Joan of Arc continues to inspire to this day.
There you go. Whet their appetites, so to speak.
So, Anthony, there was a piece this week in the Buffalo News about the Arts Services Initiative, and it was a little confusing. What's going on over there?
Oh, I think the phrase that probably attracted your attention was an executive director parting the ways by mutual agreement.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No, it typically indicates that they were not happy. Well, the ASI, Arts Services Initiative, it came into being from the ashes of the old Arts Council, which had crashed and burned, had a history of doing good work, but had stopped being functional and had a kind of a scandal and went away. And then some politically connected, foundation-connected people put together this entity to support the arts in that way. A great investment of funds, of talent, of staff, but after 6 years, not a whole lot to show for it, and generally measuring success in terms of dollars, but the kinds of things that an arts council does, not realized. So I would expect that the board is now looking at what they have accomplished, what they have not accomplished, going into a strategic planning, and has kind of decided that it will go forward with new leadership. It's kind of a frustration as you read, at a moment like this where you read and oh, heavens, there is a profound story beneath the surface here. Where is the analysis of what's going on here? That's kind of frustrating. But I think even just the fact of your question, Peter, journalism tends to gloss through what happens in the arts and culture, even as it is extremely important to the community. I would hope that the board now will consult with people in the community, some confidential interviews perhaps. But I guess they've got to know now. No one's holding their feet to the fire. And so I hope that they will do it themselves. So, we saw each other out and about. I did get over to Torn Space to see the avant-garde dance performance.
Yeah, how was that?
Bastard. Kind of wonderful.
Really?
Yeah, reinvigorating to see that kind of thing. You headed up to Stratford.
I did. Saw a number of plays. Folks asked, what was the best thing you saw? And I would have to say it's a new play by Colleen Murphy called The Breathing Hole. And it's all about the impact of Europeans and what we would call our Western culture on the Nunavut or Inuit culture. What made it magical were using authentic Nunavut actors and these two life-size polar bear puppets, Michelle Costa quality. They were incredible. And you're with this one polar bear. I know it's the little theater magic for over 500 years as the bear slowly ages. And, I won't give the ending away, but oh my gosh, not a dry eye in the house. It was really powerful. The Breathing Hole up at Stratford. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.